Well, it's been a big year for Australian music, isn't every year really, I suppose. This week, the ABC is celebrating the latest and greatest homegrown musical talent, all part of Oz Music Month, in case you haven't noticed. And the month is capped off with the J Awards, including the big prize of Double J Artist of the Year. This year's nominees have just been announced, and here to tell us more about them is the host of Weekends on Double J, Kaz Tran. Hi, Kaz.
Good morning, Fran.
Run us through some of the nominees for Double J's Artist of the Year, Oz Artist of the Year.
Well, probably the most bittersweet nomination would be for Dr. G Yunupingu. He's left a huge legacy. His singular voice has taken Indigenous culture, language and art around the world, of course. And his album of this year, Jarimiri, as well as the documentary that bears his name, is really powerful but poignant reminder of the massive hole that he's left in the heart of Australian music. So definitely a very bittersweet note in regard to this J Award nomination. The other big name is John Butler Trio with a new album this year called Home, which we've also featured on RN Brekkie. He's opened up about his struggles with anxiety and used a lot of different instruments. A very powerful album that comes directly from the heart too. So, you know, it's not surprising that he's had a really great year, made a big impact in the US and just kicked off a huge tour in the US over this weekend.
So Dr. G, John Butler Trio, these are not new names. These are artists, experienced artists that have been around for a while. Dr. G, no, sadly, no longer with us. Are any of the emerging Australian artists on the list?
There's Sampa the Great, who is a musician, a rapper, a slam poet and a visual artist. She made waves pretty much instantly when she made the decision to base herself in Australia here a few years ago and has a really unique sound, sort of revolves around hip-hop, jazz, soul, African rhythms and clever wordplay. She's very natural on stage and hugely in demand for collaborations, and she's only going to be moving on to bigger things. So, you know, Sampa the Great is definitely one to keep your ear out for and one that's really excited us this year at Double J. And there's a Melbourne five-piece called Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever, who have been touring pretty much non-stop since their debut album came out. Their sound is very kind of 80s alternative rock. Think Flying Nun, a lot of the bands that came out of that New Zealand label. Power pop, surf, sort of summer road trips and barbecues. That's kind of the feel of their music. It feels like nostalgia, you know, that kind of nostalgic guitar sound, but charging headlong forwards with, you know, a really unstoppable momentum. So, you know, they're really exciting prospect as well, and they're sure to continue on as well.
Okay, we're going to hear a track in a moment from one of the nominees, but just remind us, who makes the decision?
Well, Double J, the team at Double J, we sit down, we nut this out, we talk about the pros and cons. It's a really difficult decision to arrive at. But ultimately, out of these five nominees, someone, yeah, will definitely be awarded Double J Artist of the Year.
All right, let's hear from one, the Mojo Julu. It's a track, it's an album we've featured this year, real breakthrough year for Mojo Julu from the album Native Tongue. What track are we going to hear, Kaz?
We're going to hear the title track, Fran, Native Tongue, on which, well, this album, she deals, you know, with culture, gender and sexuality and, you know, really relates a personal tale, but it has a universal relatability about it as well, which is, I think, why it has really resonated this year for Mojo Juju.
Kaz, thank you very much. Kaz Tran, let's hear Native Tongue.
My father came here from the Philippines. It's where I live, it's where I wanna be. Ooh, but you make me feel so ill at ease. I don't speak my father's his native tongue. I was born under the southern sun. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I belong. It's easy enough for you to say. It ain't no thing. But I'm the one, you ain't the one. Been living in the skin. If you wanna call me something, call it to my face. But I will not apologize for taking up this space. Every time you cut me down, I'm gonna come back fierce. The time is through for being nice. Let's call it what it is.
Mojajulu, title track of her album Native Tongue, one of the nominees for the Double J Artist of the Year Award, and the winner will be announced on Friday. Thanks to Double J's Kaz Tran for bringing us those nominees. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.